Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 18th of January. We're up to a blistering 16 degrees this afternoon. Started out at 4 this morning, very chilly this morning. And we do have some winter weather in our forecast. I'll just tell you the latest from the National Weather Service office. Low pressure will develop over the southern plains tomorrow, Tuesday, and will move east into eastern Arkansas and western Tennessee by noon on Wednesday. Now, this will likely lead to widespread precipitation over the four-state region later to Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. With cold air already in place at the surface, it's looking like many areas may be dealing with a winter weather event come sunrise Wednesday. Warmer air will be working in aloft as the system moves toward the region. This could lead to a mixture of sleet and freezing rain, mainly down along the Arkansas and Tennessee borders. Snow then could transition over to a mixed bag of precipitation in the Paducah and Cape Girardeau areas. But for our neck of the woods, all snow is currently expected over most of southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and northwestern Kentucky, where there is some potential for anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of accumulating snow by midday Wednesday. Now, there still remains quite a bit of uncertainty regarding the exact track of this system, and so exactly where the transition lines from snow to sleet, freezing rain, and possibly even rain will occur. So you'll certainly want to stay tuned to WFIW for the latest on this developing system that could bring us some measurable snowfall in here by Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. And I will have more on that forecast after the news. Well, 19-year-old Francesca A. Robinson of Carmi was injured yesterday morning when the 2005 Chevy Cobalt she was driving ran off of Enterprise Road at the Mount Airy Blacktop and overturned twice. The accident report indicated Ms. Robinson became distracted for some reason as she approached that stop intersection, causing her to lose control. Robinson was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital by North Wayne ambulance personnel following the 11:40 a.m. accident. She was ticketed by county police for disobeying a traffic control device. Alec Draper, 22, of Fairfield, turned himself in Friday on two area warrants. He was wanted in Wayne County for failure to appear in court on a possession of a controlled substance charge and a failure to appear in court on an unrelated Wabash County charge. Total bond in these cases amounted to $700 cash. Indiana State Police report the arrest of 23-year-old Jessica N. Ford of Harrisburg. This happened last night. An Indiana trooper found Ms. Ford's car parked just off Base Road west of State Road 65 near Owensville. Approaching the vehicle, that state trooper said he smelled some marijuana wafting out of the car. A search of the vehicle netted the trooper an eyeglass case containing three unused syringes, a spoon with some unknown white residue, and a small amount of marijuana also found in that vehicle. Ford was taken to the Gibson County Jail at Princeton, where she was booked on charges of possession of syringes, possession of less than 30 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. WFIW News Time, 12:18.
Don't let the winter days that keep you inside get you down. Bring some color and life into your home with flowers from Stein's Flowers and Gifts on First Street in Carmi. Enjoy the colors and fragrance of a fresh-cut floral bouquet or the long-lasting beauty of a silk floral arrangement. You'll be amazed how much color and cheer they'll add to your home. And remember, Stein's Flowers has flowers and gifts for all occasions, and they can deliver it right to your door. Stop in today at Stein's Flowers on First Street in Carmi.
Like Fairfield Memorial Hospital on Facebook today. You'll find helpful information on health and wellness. Our page promotes health in all aspects of our lives and allows for better success at achieving optimal health. See links for tips on physical fitness, proper nutrition, and healthcare. Plus, stay informed of our upcoming wellness events along with emergency preparedness communications. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Facebook page, your go-to source for health and wellness information.
Kincaid's in Fairfield is lowering the price on Best Look interior and exterior paint. Best Look interior eggshell finish in ultra-wide only is on sale. Regular gallon price is $31.99. It's now just $27.99. 5-gallon bucket is regularly priced at $154.99. Sale priced at $134.99. Get this Best Look interior eggshell finish in ultra-wide. So stop by the paint department and save at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Two juvenile suspects have been jailed in connection with an early Sunday morning armed robbery. This happened at the Casey's General Store in Grayville, just inside Edwards County. Now, one of the suspects was armed with a compound hunting bow, police said. Investigators said the suspects got less than $200 in the robbery and fled on foot. Well, as Grayville police were investigating the incident, Mount Carmel police reported stopping a vehicle that contained two individuals. Turned out they matched the description of those involved in the Grayville robbery. A compound bow was found in the back seat of the vehicle. Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine says both suspects are 17 years old. They're from Mount Carmel and have been lodged in the juvenile detention center down in Benton. Formal charges in the case are expected to be filed tomorrow. Both will make their first appearance in Edwards County Circuit Court Tuesday. Fortunately, no one was injured during that holdup. Well, during a recent meeting of the Fairfield Gun Club Board of Directors, officers agreed to honor Jim Cole by naming the skeet shooting area as the Jim Cole Skeet Range. The officers also voted to designate the Homer Clark Pistol and Rifle Range. Both men have supported various gun club projects, provided leadership and continuous membership for over 30 years. They've served as officers and directors and helped the club move to their current location in 1985. In honor of Mr. Cole and Mr. Clark, the club plans to install a sign in each of those ranges. Roger Stennett, the Albion VFW commander, has announced that tomorrow the Albion VFW Post 8222 will be giving out small American flags for those who line the procession route for the return of Sergeant Kenneth Cunningham's remains. 500 flags will be available on the southwest corner of the courthouse square near the Memorial Arch. Commander Stennett is encouraging folks to come out and help honor Kenneth on his long journey home. Meanwhile, Larry, the flag guy Eckhart, is expected to arrive in Albion, Edwards County's fairgrounds tomorrow morning around 10 a.m. to start putting up his flag display. I know a number of volunteers have already signaled their intent to be there tomorrow morning. Those who do participate are asked to dress warmly and have gloves for this special detail. Volunteers will also be needed again Thursday afternoon at about 3:30 to pick up all the flags following the funeral service for Sergeant Kenneth Cunningham. WFIW News Time, 12:22.
It's January clearance time at Eubinger's Furniture Company. Items have been slashed throughout the store, some as much as 50% off. That means you can save hundreds of dollars on selected furniture and bedding. Plus, at Eubinger's, for a very limited time, take advantage of up to 4 years free financing. See store for details. So shop now and save big at the January clearance, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive, Highway 50 East Flora.
Vanity kits not only look great, they're a great buy and save you money at Southern Illinois Lumber Company. Single and double bathroom vanity kits include the top, the cabinet, and the matching mirror for one low price. Go to Silco for the latest trends in vanities like solid rustic oak, traditional Queen Anne, hardware contemporary, European, shaker, mission, and more. With slim, elegant styling for small spaces, it's easy to update and save with vanity kits from Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Wayne County was very well represented Saturday at the District 13 VFW Voice of Democracy and Patriot Pen Essay Contest. The event was held at the VFW Post in Olney. Voice of Democracy high school essayists from Wayne County included Emily Legg and Quinn Kidd from Wayne City and Colin McDuffie from Fairfield. Emily Legg placed third in that event. Junior high essayists in the Patriot Pen Contest from Wayne County were Remington Wheeler and Jason Wright from Center Street School, Aliyah Waldrop, Hunter Biggs, and Jordan Demarette from Jasper's Grade School. Jason Wright from Center Street took third place. Overseeing the event were District 13 VFW Commander Troy Leonberger and District 13 President Juanita Leonberger. Both the Fairfield winners in the District 13 event will advance to state competition. Had the big geography bee Friday, the Center Street School. Geography B winner was Trenton Jones, the sixth grade son of Terry and Joni Jones. Coming in second was Aaliyah Turner, the eighth grade daughter of Chris and Jessica Turner. Jeff Grade School held its Geography B Friday. The first place winner, Camden Robbins, son of Kurt and Stacy Robbins. Second place went to Brenna Freeman, the daughter of Jason and Tamala Freeman. Wayne County Golf Course volunteers will conduct their first of Ford Pork Burger Cookouts of the winter season this Saturday on Main Street, right there in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. They'll even have a drive-through service available. Additional Saturday cookouts are scheduled for January 30th, February the 6th, and February the 20th. Pork burgers will be sold for $3, pork chops for $4, drinks for $1. Proceeds will help prepare the course to open for a new season. FNB Asset Management has scheduled a Social Security seminar for the community. The event will take place February the 2nd, 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall in Fairfield. The seminar will consist of a presentation by John Reynolds, financial advisor at FNB Asset Management. The seminar is geared towards people who are planning for retirement and will cover topics such as the future of Social Security, claiming basics, that is, spousal and survivor benefits, and building a retirement income plan. Those interested in attending should contact FNB Asset Management at 842-2109. FNB Asset Management is a wholly owned division of Fairfield National Bank, providing financial products and services through Midwestern Securities Trading Company, LLC. Products and services available include traditional and Roth IRA, 401k rollovers, retirement income planning, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term care, and life insurance, plus college savings plans, charitable giving plans, and a lot more. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Kelly Hodge has announced his department's enforcement figures for the entire year of 2015. Troopers in District 19 recorded 12,833 incidents during that year, and that included them writing 6,972 tickets, plus 11,072 written warnings. Now, of those tickets they wrote, 3,139 were speeding tickets. Troopers arrested 78 suspected drunk drivers, wrote 1,079 seatbelt tickets, 72 child restraint tickets, 3,962 written warnings for speeding, and they made 234 criminal arrests. Troopers also assisted 701 motorists, conducted 2,469 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 416 traffic crashes. Of those, 8 were fatal crashes, resulting in 8 fatalities. During the year, 4,584 citations and 5,009 written warnings were issued for the fatal 4 violations. These are the violations most commonly associated with fatal crashes, including speeding, drunk driving, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. Of course, the markets are closed today in honor of Martin Luther King Day. Crude oil prices on Friday closed down. Local refineries dropped. They're offering $1.50 per barrel today. They're paying $22.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. This is usually when we check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. And again, the markets are closed. We'll be back tomorrow with those numbers. In local and area death, 47-year-old Angela Ray Reed Waldrop of Fairfield died at 1020 Friday evening at her home. She'd been a housekeeper and babysitter. Survivors include her husband John Waldrop of Fairfield, sons Kyle and Keegan Owen of Fairfield, a daughter Hannah Gruner of Fairfield, 5 stepchildren, her father Johnny and wife Candace Reed of Fairfield, and her sister Allison and husband Jeff Robertson of Fairfield. Funeral services for Angela Waldrop will be 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 tonight at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to help with funeral expenses, or you can make those memorials to the Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund. And again, services for Staff Sergeant Kenneth Leroy Cunningham, 21 of Ellery, will be 2 o'clock this Thursday at Little Prairie Christian Church, west of Albion. Visitation will be 4 to 8 Wednesday evening at the church. Then Kenneth will be laid to rest next to his parents at the Little Prairie Christian Church Cemetery with full military honors. Memorials may be made to the Kenneth L. Cunningham Memorial Fund. The Engram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 12:30.
Want to add Groovy Shag, City Contempo, Vegas, Appalachian Trail, Cowboy Up, or a funky geometric look to a room? It's fun and affordable to do it in an instant with area rugs from Haas Interiors. Haas Interiors now has an even bigger selection, and they start at just $79 for a 6x8. Need to carpet just one room? Short rolls of carpet are on clearance while they last now at Haas Interiors on West Main Street in Fairfield.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, cold, high around 16. That's kind of where we are right now. Clear skies, maybe not as cold tonight, low around 8. Partly sunny Tuesday, 26. Tuesday night, snow developing, low of 24. Snow likely Wednesday, especially in the morning hours, high of 34. 20% chance of snow Thursday, high of 35. Slight chance of snow Friday, high of 33. Sunny Saturday, 35. Got up to 23 for the high yesterday, briefly. 4-hour low this morning, and at 12:31 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, it's 16. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.